Lord, I pray that today we would experience them more. In Jesus' name, amen. Reading today, and felt like the Lord wanted me to go to Matthew 11. It's a familiar verse. Sometimes things become so familiar that they lose, that we just kind of, you know, breeze over it and read over it and not, you know, well, that's a really cool voice, but not really understand or hear what the Lord is saying to us. And it's just so important, the very last part of that. Again, that's a, you know, memory verse. I think it's one of the first memory verses I had. Come to me, very part of Matthew chapter 11. All who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. These words, you know, just to kind of help us understand what they are. The first one, the weary, just being depleted or exhausted, right? Come to me, all you who are weary and exhausted emotionally, you know, not just physically tired, but this has to do with more of our emotions. And a heavy laden is like, the idea was, the word there was like an overpacked animal. When they would, you know, pack down a donkey. Not sure if they had mules back then, but they definitely had donkeys. And they would just overpack, you know. Come to me, all who are just emotionally weary and you're just overloaded, right? Ever been there? And I want to give you rest. But I'm going to teach you about what rest, real rest, looks like, okay? So I knew, sometimes that can happen to me. I can become, weary or overloaded and not really realize it. You know, TC still wonders, how can you be like that and not know it? And I just can. And so I knew what the Lord was saying to me, you know, that there was just a couple of things I was carrying, that I wasn't just called to carry. And actually, we're not really called to carry anything. Okay. Because the next verse kind of gives us some insight into this about when Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. You know, that to me, and I've heard this taught many ways. Usually people say it's a double yoke, you know, which I think it probably is. But what he's telling us to do is, we hear this all the time, the word union, all right? Because Jesus was yoked to the Father. And so he's telling us to come to be yoked to him in the same way he was yoked to the Father. And by the way, we wear these stoles. They're supposed to be in shape of a yoke, right? This means when we wear this that we are yoked to Christ. Isn't that cool? That's just what it means. Real simple, the stole, that you're yoked to another. We're yoked to Christ. So wearing this, and it's kind of heavy on me too, believe it or not, because the neck stuff reminds me constantly that that I'm yoked to another, right? So if I really want to get rid of and help with these heavy burdens or this emotional exhaustion, then I need to learn how to come to him, and I need to learn how to enter into his rest, how to take his yoke. And that really means is come, let me disciple you and teach you how to be yoked to me. And I really like this, for I'm gentle and humble in heart. You'll find rest for your souls, you know. Word gentle is a word meek. It's used only like three times in all of Scripture, but it has to do with a real, when Scripture says, let your, this, you know, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, and it says, let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. That's in Philippians chapter 4. That word forbearing is the word gentle. So when I'm rejoicing in the Lord and I'm really emotionally and I'm resting in Him, then what's going to come forth from me is a trust, right? And the meekness comes from a trusting heart. A gentle, trusting heart is like that, okay? Even with our different personalities, if I'm just really trusting Him and I'm resting in Him, then what's going to come from me is just a meekness and a rest and a in my character. That's what he's saying. That I so trust the Father, I'm resting in Him, and so it's going to look like this gentleness, okay? That's what it means. I'm gentle and I'm humble. Again, humble is just a very teachable spirit, because if I'm not teachable, then I'm not going to learn, right, from him. Okay, if I can't listen to people, I can't listen to him. But I just love that. I'm humble and I'm gentle and humble in my heart. Yielded heart, trusting the Father, same thing with us. And you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy. And that word easy is the word for well-fitted. That my yoke for you is well-fitted for you. It doesn't fit anybody else but you, right? Each of us has a yoke in our union with Christ that fits us perfectly, and it doesn't fit anyone else. And that's what that word means, and easy, and it's light. Meaning, and that burden's also a word. I listed down here, my burden is light. It comes from a word of freight, like the ship's freight in it, that his is light because he's carrying it for us. Remind me, too, as I was reading through this, I went back and reread, which I love, Hebrews chapter 4 about entering that rest. And one of the scriptures that's always a challenge to us there is 4:11, to be diligent to enter the rest of God, right? That just almost sounds contradictory, right? Be diligent. That word means swift. Be quick to enter the rest of God. And this whole thing is just a picture of when Israel went up to, you know, the Jordan. They were supposed to, they sent spies over in the land. They came back after 40 days and said, hey, we need to go in and take it. You know, Caleb and Joshua, the other 10, just all the rest of the people just freaking out because of the giants in the land. And then, of course, we know that they, for each year, they had to spend 1 year in the desert for each day that they spent, 40 days. So they had to spend 40 years in the wilderness because they would not enter because of their unbelief. All right. And he just uses that for us as a type. I'll just read it right here. For indeed, we have had good news preached to us as they did. But the word they heard did not profit them because it was not united by faith to those who heard. For we who have believed have entered that rest, just as he said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. And he has said somewhere concerning the seventh day, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in this passage, they shall not enter my rest, therefore it remains for some to enter. And those who formerly had good news preached to them failed to enter because of their, the word is disobedience here, but that word is just their unbelief. Again, he fixes a day. Today, through David, after so long, just as it has been said before, today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. Joshua had given them rest. He would not have spoken of another day. So therefore, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. The one who has entered God's rest has himself rested from his works, as God did from his. Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest so that no one will fall through following the same example of unbelief. So there's a word just going out, he reminds us of today. At this moment, enter God's rest, right? If you're carrying and you're weighed down and you're emotionally exhausted, then that's just the sign that you have not entered into God's rest. Because entering into God's rest is not inactivity, but it's his activity. God rested on the seventh day is just a picture to us how he rested from his works. And it says in here that his works were completed before the foundation of the world, right? It is finished. So when Jesus calls us to take his yoke upon it, he's just calling us to yoke ourselves in union with the finished work of the cross, that there's nothing that can be added to it or taken away from it. I just get to fully enter into his rest and where he's really got it. What we really have to learn through trial and error, what it means to cast all of our anxiety on him because he cares for us, how to do that every day in every situation, how to enter. There's the rest of God for every situation that we have, okay? And I have a meter within me, and it's usually a stress meter, and that stress meter will tell me to the degree that I'm experiencing the yoke of Christ at that particular moment, right? If I'm stressing out and fear is just trying to consume me, you know, we talked about that, the flaming arrow of fear, how it's trying to consume me, then I'm not entering into God's rest. And what happens is that we get all weighted and burdened down, but we get another chance because it's always today word, today. If you hear his word, don't, you know. So what we battle, and what I was battling is, oh my gosh, Lord, I enter into your rest with these things. I'm trusting you. This is not my burden to carry. You know, if it is, then it's just unbelief. And I just want to enter into this and trust you, because your works have been finished from the foundation of the world. And I can rest. And I want to learn. Jesus said, come and learn from me. Learn how. That's a real grace word. Learn how to take my well-fitted yoke and my light burden, because he's the ship. He's carrying the freight. It's just like me riding on a big freight ship from, you know, one part of the world to the next, and freaking out, you know, because I'm thinking that could sink any time. And the Lord is just telling me just to rest. Just to rest on the journey, because, and we're just constantly doing that, right? That's just a real great word, rest word for me. Then the very next word is all in the same paragraph, about be diligent to enter God's rest. Then he goes on, that's where the word of God is living and active, right? The word of the Lord, what he's talking about there was today, if you hear his voice, enter his rest, right? And thank goodness we don't have to, you know, have 40 years of walking in the wilderness. We just get to, you know, carry the 40 minutes. So I don't even want to do that. But today, if you hear his voice, then his voice is saying the same thing to you. Enter his rest. Take his yoke upon you. Just say, if it's simple, Jesus, I don't have a clue how to do this. I don't have a clue of how to rest in you. I don't have a clue how to cast my anxiety and how to walk, learn how to, and this just, it's okay. Learn from me. I'll teach you how. You know? And so the Lord and I were just doing business today, and he was so gracious to me and just taught me, hey, let me carry this. You know, let me carry this burden you've been carrying around for a while, because this one's kind of draining your energy. I'm like, you're right, Lord. Amen. So thank God for be quick. That be diligent to enter his rest is the word to be, do it real quickly. Amen.